This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now we're going to take a look at going to the theatres, chat a little bit about the experience, what it's like getting tickets, accessibility, and of course the show itself. Now the show we're looking at today is actually Six the Musical. It's a British musical comedy that reimagines the lives of the six wives of Henry VIII, but it reimagines it with a bit of a spin, as a bit of a pop concert. Now, joining us to tell us about her experience of going to the theatre is Lucy Franks. It is great speaking with you again.
Yes, lovely to be here again, Pauline. I thank you for inviting me.
Well, let's chat about, let's start with the, boring stuff, I guess. How did you find getting the tickets?
I would say overall it was a good experience. I went to see Six the Musical in London at the Vaudeville Theatre. The difficulty is in working out how you discuss accessibility with them, whether it's over the phone or by email. I actually found the information quite quick in this case, and I found out you could just email them. They worked out what tickets would be best for me because I was going with my two children and my guide dog. And it was all quite straightforward. We got a discount, which is always great. So yeah, that side of it actually went quite well this time.
Did your guide dog stay with the staff?
No, there was the choice, Mabel staying with me or going with the staff. They do like you to decide in advance. But yeah, I decided to keep Mabel with me. It's a very short show. There aren't any sort of, you know, loud bangs and things like that. Mabel is fairly robust anyway. She comes to the cinema and has been to other shows with me. We decided to keep her with us.
And let her sing along with you? Well, I guess you can't really sing along during, but was there a sing-along at the end?
Well, funnily enough, a couple of times a year, they do a sing-along version. So normally you would have to sit in the theatre and obviously just, you know, listen. But twice a year, they do a sing-along. It is okay to sing along with it. And we actually went to that version.
What would be your preferred choice? Sitting and just enjoying the music quietly or actually getting to sing it with the cast? Do you have a preference?
For me personally, I want to sing along. Yeah, I mean, I would like to see it again and see it in its normal version and perhaps, you know, take in a bit more of what was going on.
Well, overall, how would you rate Six the Musical? I know you go out a lot. Did you really enjoy it then?
Yeah, we absolutely loved it. The show itself was really good. It was as good as I expected it to be. It's really quite an empowering show. It was just a lovely feel-good show to go and see. And I really would recommend it if you like sort of modern musicals. I think it's quite a good one to go and see, especially if you're not perhaps used to going to the theatre. It's very short. It's only 80 minutes long. The one thing it's worth noting from an accessibility point of view is I don't think they have an accessibility toilet. If you look online, it talks about having to, if you need to do that, having to go down the road to use another theatre's toilet. So that is something to bear in mind. It was fine for me. I was able to go with one of my children into the toilet and the other one looked after the guide dog, and it wasn't a problem for me personally. And also the fact the show is so short might mean that you don't need to worry about that. Although in some ways it's very visual, each of the six queens has a different outfit. It's just the queens singing and dancing with a great backing band, and that's kind of it. So in some ways, you know, it is one you can just go and enjoy listening to. And actually behind me, there was a young girl who was completely blind, who had learned all the songs, you know, and was singing along to every word and thoroughly enjoying it.
Well, I think that's a nice thing, as you said, with the sing-along ones, that you can really join in and feel like it's a bit of a more of an experience. It's very inclusive in that way.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be for everyone because obviously you perhaps don't hear the singing on the stage so well. But, you know, I did wonder if there were people that had gone to that one not realising, who would be a bit sort of upset at the singing along.
Well, we talked about your experience of actually seeing the show, how it is when you're there. But what is it like getting to the theatre, maybe coming back from the theatre? Because I know the experience is not always the same.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very much a planner to make the experience as simple as possible. I maybe didn't do enough planning this time, and we did have a few issues getting there, unfortunately. So I booked tickets in advance for a specific train because they were so much cheaper. So this is something I've just started to do. So I'm kind of learning how it works. And I looked on the, there's three stations where I live. So I looked on the ticket to see which station it was. Now, what I should have done was looked on the email, hindsight. And it said one of the stations. So we went there, and when we got there, we couldn't see the train we wanted. And when I looked again, it had the station and a comma. And actually what had happened is on the ticket, it was just mentioning all three stations, but there wasn't enough room for it to do that. So it had the first station and a comma. Whereas if I'd looked on the email, it would have said the station we needed. So we then ended up trying to run to the other station and missed it by less than 5 minutes, but we just couldn't be quick enough. So thankfully there was another train an hour later. Thankfully we'd allowed plenty of time beforehand. So it didn't really matter. We were on a later train. So I decided, oh, well, let's make the best of this. Let's go to a shop and get ourselves some snacks and that while we're waiting. And unfortunately, I had my first guide dog refusal. I had quite the argument with the gentleman in the store. We did finally get on the train an hour later. The actual journey was fine. The people on the train were great. And then when we got there, I suddenly said to my children, oh, the first thing we need to do is find somewhere for Mabel to go to the toilet. Because, of course, it had been much longer than anticipated with missing the train. So we went to Covent Garden. I thought, you know, clues in the name, there'll be grass. No grass in Covent Garden that we can find. Thankfully, my eldest said, oh, I think there's somewhere at Trafalgar Square. We went to Trafalgar Square and thankfully there was. And actually, it all worked out quite nicely. There were buskers playing in Trafalgar Square. So we decided, well, we'll just sit and we'll listen to the buskers. And my eldest would go and get us some takeaway food. And we'd just, you know, enjoy the time there. And when we looked at where we were going to get the food from, it was actually only 4 minutes away and right next to where we started. So we had gone in this great big circle of Covent Garden and Trafalgar Square. And actually, we could have just walked 5 minutes to Trafalgar Square and saved ourselves all that trouble. I tried very much not to get into the mindset of, oh, what an awful day. Oh, how terrible. And just go, OK, that bit's over. Carry on. And actually, from that moment onwards, we had a very, very good time.
So it sounds like such a fantastic show. Now, Six the Musical is currently touring in the UK. So if you would like to find out more, just visit sixthemusical.com. But for now, Lucy, thank you so much for speaking with us on RNAB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.